Very frankly, I am the standard bearer of the party still. I'm the chief financier and the founder of the party. Now, they have allegedly expelled me. I have not received any document to that effect. However the case, I received a letter from the Election Commission that they referred the matter to the Election Commission. And the Election Commission has set up a date for the hearing. So therefore, until the National Election Commission, that is constitutionally obliged to look into such matter, handle this issue amicably, I cannot speak outside of the commission before the commission hearing. So the matter is already pending hearing. Therefore, I cannot give credence to the fiasco allegation, dignifying such allegation as speaking.
You mentioned those fiasco allegations. They say that you unilaterally gave the party support in the last election to President Sirleaf and that you may have taken money. Those are some of the allegations they are making.
Well, I'm glad you said allegation. It's an allegation that cannot be proven. And I don't know if they were there when Madame Sirleaf began counting money to give me. However the case, they have complained me to the Election Commission. And the National Election Commission has set up the date to look into this matter. And so I would advise them to take all of their clues to the Election Commission to present them there. I'm prepared to meet the Election Commission on the day of the hearing to be heard. And so that's what I'm waiting for.
Senator Johnson, it's a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jimmy, and God bless you.